I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Moody's, Fitch, and Standard & Poor's have reaffirmed the bond ratings that give Vermont the best credit score among New England states. But Wall Street analysts say an aging demographic profile and unfunded pension and health care liabilities pose economic risks in the future. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Every year, the big three Wall Street ratings agencies reassess Vermont's bond rating. Democratic State Treasurer Beth Pierce says the latest results arrived in late September, and she says the news is good.
So we're AAA by Fitch and Moody's, and remain AA plus with Standard & Poor's.
That AAA rating is the highest available score. The AA plus from Standard & Poor's is their second highest rating. Pierce says the scores are testament to sound fiscal management practices employed in state government, and she says retaining those scores will require continued discipline when it comes to taking on state debt.
We don't want to be in a position that we were in the 70s and all the way through to the early 90s, where we were putting a little too much on our credit card.
But while Wall Street analysts say Vermont's outlook is, quote, stable, they're also warning of economic dangers ahead. And they've expressed particular concern about the disproportionately large number of older people who call Vermont home. The state's aging demographic profile could trigger workforce shortages, something many employers say is a problem already. And it could also impose new strains on a social safety net funded with public expenditures.
I'm part of that baby boomer generation, and as a whole, baby boomers have not saved for the future. And that is putting some strain on government services and will continue to put strain.
Rating agencies also say the state suffers from above-average unfunded liabilities in its public pension and retiree health care systems. Pierce says Vermont deserves credit for fully funding what's known as the, quote, actuarially required pension contribution for state workers. That's the amount of money that fiscal experts say the state needs to put aside every year to cover the cost of pension benefits that will be due down the road. But pensions aren't the only outstanding liability. Vermont is also on the hook for the cost of the health plans that it will have to provide to retired state employees and teachers. And that's an area Pierce says the state will have to address in the future.
We need to take a look at how to control the cost, the cost side of the equation for health care. And I think that that's extremely important.
Pierce says the state has already taken some important steps. In recent years, the state increased significantly the amount that taxpayers and teachers contribute to the retiree health care system. But Pierce says additional work will be needed either to increase contributions or to limit expenses. The Vermont School Boards Association has recommended that schools limit health care costs by opting for less expensive insurance plans. Pierce says she's not ready to issue any formal recommendations on how to address cost containment. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.